Hello, welcome to another episode of Chatty Moms. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Felicia.
And today we are talking about how me and Joey got together.
Yeah.
So this is definitely not going to be as long of an episode as last week. I feel like Felicia and Doug, like, you guys have such, like, a fun, like, relationship story. I don't know. It, like, you know, it's just, like,
well, one of just, those... something different, like how we met, and then just like the military, and then like
all the, like, yeah, all the events, times away,
I guess. Yeah,
me and Joey, you know, like, we don't have huge stories, you know, like, no one goes away to Iraq. We sit on the couch, we watch our shows, like,
but I feel like that's a lot more normal too, you know, like, people meet either like online, and then like they're from the same town and stuff, like, I'd say 100%. That's more normal than, like, the long distance and whatnot.
Yeah. And I feel like I haven't told this story much.
Oh, no. Like, I feel like I only know, like, a couple things of how you and Joey first met. And I'm like, oh, I'm excited to hear this, too. Like, obviously, like, I know you guys have been together for close to 5 years. And, like, obviously, but... I know, like, when you guys bought a house and things. But, like, I don't really know the beginning much, because, like, Doug and I would have been in our love bubble, you know? So
yes. And also, like, for those of you who don't know Joey or anybody, like, Joey's a very, like, private person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Joey
just
loves...
a little bit more quiet, you know?
Yeah. And he's, like, you know, kind of a homebody. And anyways, so, like, he's just more of, like, kind of a quiet, shyer person. So I don't know. He doesn't like to talk about himself at all much. Mm-hmm. Like, I talk a lot, and
well, you guys are literally the opposite. Like,
yeah,
you 100%. Are literally a teacher, and he works from home. Actually, he would work on the phone. So, like, like, talking to people too.
Joey's a really, really good talker. He went to school for marketing. He could literally sell, like, ice to a polar bear. Like, he's a really smooth talker if he wants to talk, and if you get him talking about things that he enjoys in life.
Yeah.
But it's like getting him out of the house, he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and, like, that has definitely caused some issues in our relationship, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, but anyways, I'll talk about that. So, okay, so Joey is 2 years older than me, and 2 years younger than you.
Yeah, that's right.
So we went to the same school, high school.
So Joey and I actually went to high school at the same time, but I wouldn't have even known who he was.
No. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, so Joey, yeah, we went to school together. Joey was kind of, and, like, I say that he's really quiet and stuff, but Joey was kind of one of those, like, class clowns. At the same time, like, I know that doesn't make sense, but, like, whatever. He was, like, one of those guys that, like, joked around. He was definitely annoying, you know, but he was just, like, that stupid guy that would, like, kick a trash can down the steps. Like, something super stupid like that, you know?
Joey's gonna love listening to the story.
Oh, my God, I know. But, like, he was definitely, yeah, he just, like, did stupid stuff because he'd hang out with, like, you know, those, like, stupid guys that think they're hilarious. But people just, like, roll their eyes and they're like, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he definitely went to the principal's office multiple times.
Yeah.
For doing the most ridiculous stuff and whatever. He was just, like, living his life, you know? Oh, God. So, whatever. I definitely, like, didn't even think twice about Joey in high school. I did my own thing. I've seen him, like, here and there. The only reason why I would have, like, maybe chatted with him, like, for 2 seconds was... his best friend Thomas, he's definitely a lot more outgoing and stuff like that, but, like, he would come around our friend group and kind of, like, shoot the shit with, like, some of the guys every once in a while, and Joey was with him.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, the guys I would hang out with in high school, they would go paintballing a lot on the weekends, and, like, Joey and Thomas and their friends would also go. So, like, we would see them here and there, I guess, but, like, I just never talked to him.
Like, you guys all had mutual friends that kind of would get together.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, and, like, Joey had always had a girlfriend in high school.
Oh, really?
He was in a really, he was in a really long relationship for, like, 4 years.
Okay.
And then when he was in, like, 12th grade, I think they broke up or something.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, before that, too, like, you had a couple, like, boyfriend situations, too, so.
So, I was dating a guy from Fredericton, actually. Anyways, and we had been together, we were together for like a little less than a year.
Yeah.
He moved to Moncton, and that's the one that I, you know, shut the power off on at the apartment. So
great. Anyways,
so that was great. So whatever, me and Zach broke up. And
this is right after high school for you.
No, this was in college.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so like what high school has been done and gone now, mm-hmm. basically. I went to college for 2 years, and then me and Zach broke up right when I was close to being done college.
Mm-hmm.
So then my best friend, so like kind of rule of thumb for me is like when I got out of a relationship, I spent at least 6 months by myself. I mean, not that I was in that many relationships,
no,
but,
yeah.
you know, I just take time for myself. I don't have time. I can't just jump right into something else. So mm-hmm. me and Zach broke up. Anyways, and then within this 6 months of me being by myself, Jalin, my best friend, got together with Thomas, so mm-hmm. Joey's best friend. So they were working at Sobeys together, and they were, like, friends for a year or so. Anyways, and then just, like, gradually they, whatever, started dating.
I didn't even know he worked at Sobeys, too.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The one on on Elmwood, not our Sobeys that we worked at, but anyway, so they worked at Sobeys together, and that's kind of how they started kind of hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalin would hang out with Thomas, and like Joey was always around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyways, I remember okay. Hold on, podcast world. I have somebody playing basketball outside my window and you guys are gonna hear that, so I'm just gonna close the window. Okay, so anyways, Jalin would hang out with Joey, and like she, like Jalin and Tama's relationship was super new, so she would like, you know, tell me everything and tell me what they were doing and stuff. And
yeah,
anyways, so a few times she would always like, she knew I was single, so she was like, oh my god, like it would be just so funny if like you and Joey would like, I don't know, just like hang out or something.
Yeah, like then it would be like a group of four that's like all best friends. Like how ideal.
Exactly. And like no one was talking about like us being in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like they were like, oh, it'd be cool if we like all hung out and like you guys hit it off or something. Anyways, and in my head I was like, absolutely not. Because I just remember him from high school and I was just like, nah, like nah.
No thanks.
Yeah. And of course, like I had just whatever, I got out of a relationship, blah, blah, blah. Around that time, I was talking to one of Doug's friends.
Oh, I forgot about this. Oh, yeah.
So,
the Halloween party, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah.
It was
horrible. What a. Anyways. So, Doug, I don't remember how we started talking, but one of Doug's buddies from the army messaged me, and we had like chatted a little bit. You gotta think too, at this point I'm 20 and this guy was like 26.
Yeah, I think because he would have been our age at that point.
Yeah, or maybe it was a little bit, I don't know, 25. Me and Joey have been together for 5 years. Yeah, I was 20. Yeah. Okay, anyways, so this guy, we were talking a little bit, and I remember this is what did it for me. He goes, yeah, like I want to buy a house, I want some kids, and like I definitely want to get a dog here in the next year. And like people may hate me for this, but I'm not a dog person. I can't.
No, you're not at all.
I'm not a dog person. I don't want to have a dog. The only dog I genuinely like is Homer, so Joey's mom's dog. Like, because he's not crazy. But I just, like, have never had, like, good experiences with dogs. They're tunnel. Like, they're annoying.
Yeah, little side story. Doug and I had a Newfoundlander dog. And it's, like, dogs know when someone doesn't like dogs.
100%.
So he was obsessed with Brooke. And if you know Newfoundlanders, they, like, just drool all the time. So
I'd go over and this dog would sit on me just knowing I just loathed it. But he would just sit on me and, like, drool on me. Oh. God. Anyways, where am I at? Dogs. Oh, I was talking to this guy. Yes. And I was just like not into it.
Yeah.
And around this time, I started like, so then I, okay. So first day me and Joey actually got together is on the 15th of August, which is Acadian Day, which we called it Kanzu.
Mm-hmm.
So Thomas was having like a little gathering get together at his place, at his house, his mom's house, like at his place. No, he was living at it with his parents. And I actually had a horrible day that day. I was working. And I was working until 5 o'clock at Sobeys. And I, right before my shift ended, there was a girl in Sobeys that had an epileptic, like, seizure.
Oh, God.
And she, like, she was on the ground and, like, smashing her head on the ground. And, like, there was blood everywhere. And, like, you're not supposed to do too much when people are in seizures, obviously. So I just ran over and I had put my legs underneath her head. Because, like, she was smashing her head on the ground.
My God, so, that would have been scary.
Oh, and then, so my apron was full of blood. Like, it was just a bad day, okay? Yeah. So then I texted Jalin after my shift because I was traumatized. And I said, dude, the most ridiculous day of my life. Like, I'm not coming. Anyways, and Thomas took Jalin's phone and said, like, bro, you need to come. Like, you know, it'll get your mind off things. You can have a few drinks. Like, it'll be fun. You can't just sit at home. It's Kanzu, like, come out. And then he goes, Joey's going to be here. And in my head, I go, who the hell cares if Joey's going to be there? Anyways. Oh, I tell this story and I feel so bad because poor Joey, you know, just love him to death. But at the time, I was just like, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
So a few times, Jalin, like, a big thing for me is, like, somebody that's funny. Like, I need somebody that is funny. That is basically all I care about. And Jalin would say every once in a while, she'd be like, Brooke, you know, you'd be really surprised, you know? Like, I think, like, you'd really be surprised. She says, sometimes Joey talks and you're just like, wow, all right. Like, even Jalin said that. And I was like, that is weird, but okay. Anyways, so I ended up, whatever, I took a shower, I got dressed, and I went over. Anyways, and we were all sitting outside. There was, I don't know, there was probably like 10 people there at that point. We're just sitting out on the deck. Yeah. Anyways, and I'm sitting and Joey is sitting across from me and he's like the center of attention. Like everybody's chatting with him. He's telling a story and he's hilarious, obviously. And everybody is just like, I don't know. And like he just put off that vibe and I was like, what is happening?
What's going on?
So then I went inside and Jalin came inside. I think I was getting another drink. And I told her, I said, like, dude, you were right. Like, that's so weird. And she said, yeah, I told you. Anyways, it was just so funny. So we chatted a bit. We kind of like, we had like that banter going back and forth, I guess. And then we ended up going downtown because there was bands playing and stuff. It's like a huge thing, fireworks and all that stuff. And Joey, me and Joey walked the trail going to the downtown center together. And like Jalin was there and stuff, but like he kind of like stuck close by, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, and we chatted like all night. It was
I wonder how much like Jalin talked about you to him though prior.
I know.
You know,
I wonder if she would even remember. I don't know. And like he wasn't dating anybody. I don't think he was talking to anybody. But anyway, so yeah, that night, so funny to talk about, I guess. we were just around, like nothing really happened. We had some drinks. And then we went back to Thomas's house and like they were all sleeping there and they were like, oh, Brooke, why don't you just sleep there? And I was like, no, like I'm going back to my house. Yeah. I was like, I'm not sleeping there. No. Anyways, so when I was leaving, I was just like, oh, bye everybody. Like kisses to you all.
Drunk Brooke.
Yeah. Anyways, and Joey was just kind of like, oh, what did you say? And I was just like, oh, kisses to you all. And I think I had put my phone number in his phone at this point. I really don't remember. Anyways, and he just said, like, oh, what did you say? And I said, oh, I said I'm giving kisses to you all. And he was like, Oh, well, oh, I don't remember exactly how he said, but he kind of obviously, like, you know, he like, don't dare me to do something because I'm going to do it, you know? Anyways, and he's like, oh, well, you wouldn't kiss me or something. And I said, well, because I was like down the steps, like leaving the door. And I said, oh, well, come down here or whatever. And I'll give you a kiss. Anyway, so he walks down the steps. And basically, I'm at the door and we just made out. And Jeannette is standing right next to me and her face.
Oh, I would have loved him in a fly on the wall.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. So, whatever. That was our first kiss. And then I had went home and we maybe I think I texted him. I said, oh, I got home safe or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, so then, yeah, that's kind of, and like me and Joey don't really have like a specific anniversary day, but like ever since so that funny. Day, that's our anniversary day now. So like on the 15th of August, it'll be 5 years since that day, because after that day, like we just, you know, it kind of,
We've seen each other together.
Yeah. So there was a few other times, like we went to Dooley's with, again, Jalen and Thomas. And then he was there. So there was like three times that we hung out with them.
Yeah.
And then we hung out alone. And then,
do you remember the first thing you guys did? Like just hung out or?
I think we just watched a movie. Yeah. We watched Straight Outta Compton. And I was living at Dad's house at the time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he came over and we watched Straight Out of Compton.
Such a good movie.
So, anyways. So, again. Oh, yeah. And then the other guy I was talking to, I told him. Yeah, obviously. Like, you know, wasn't interested.
See you later.
Talking to somebody else. Sorry. Bye. Anyways. But I think after that, like, we honest to God, probably spent every second day together. Like,
yeah,
we did a lot. Like, Joey's a pretty heavy gamer. Like, he loves that stuff. So, anyways, you know, we played some games and we watched movies. Joey worked late a lot of the time. So, at the time, he was working at Walmart. And he had a lot of shifts until, like, midnight. So, sometimes we were only able to hang out late at night. Oh, God. And like,
I remember actually he picked us up from your 19th birthday because we were downtown and he had just
my 20th birthday.
Was it?
No, my 21st.
Oh, was it 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
One of them.
Yes, he did. That's true.
Yeah, it was one of the first times that I had met him. Was he just drove us back to Dad's house.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to remember, like, when's the first time I met him? But, yeah, that was
that's definitely it, yeah. Anyways, yeah, but we would hang out, like, well, later at night. And, I mean, I had just started working at a new job. Like, that's right when I had graduated college, so I became a massage therapist.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we spent a lot of time together at his mom's house or at Dad's house. And then I moved out. I got my own apartment in December. I got like just a one bedroom basement apartment and he basically moved in.
Yeah.
Not like officially, but like he was living at
like his mom's house. So he'd come over like every so many days. And
yeah, no, but like once I moved out, he was there all the time.
Yeah.
And like we'd go get our groceries together. Like, and then we got Ruben, so the first cat. And then, yeah, so I lived at that basement apartment for a year. And at that point, like, so now we were kind of together for like a year and a half, I guess. Anyways, and then we bought our now house that we live in.
Yeah,
that's basically yeah, and we bought a house. Oh my God, I know when you think of that now. I mean, we had a really, really good deal for sure. Like, Joey's mom owned a semi-detached, but she wasn't living in it. She was just renting it out. And she was looking to sell it because she didn't want to rent it out anymore. And she just didn't want to have it. And anyway, so we bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that weekend is when I found out I was pregnant for the first time. So that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I know. Time flies, especially when you think about it. Like, we weren't like renting, like he wasn't officially living with me at that apartment. They were like, let's buy a house together.
Yeah, like the first time he moved out all his stuff was like to the first house he bought.
Yeah. But I mean, again, like we spent so much time together. We were always together at that point. Anyways, but yeah, and it's so funny because we talked about it. Like, we never actually said, like, oh, do you want to be my girlfriend or do you want to be my boyfriend or whatever? It just kind of like fell into it, I guess. But yeah, so
but I feel like you guys aren't that type to like ask that, no. I guess.
I think we just changed our Facebook relationship status like 6 months ago.
That's hilarious. But that used to be like the biggest deal too.
I know. Oh my god, that's so funny. But again, like so yeah, we definitely have some like ups and downs when it came to like, I don't know, I'm more of a social person and Joey's not as much of a social person. So it took me a little bit to like, and I'm very independent, but like, I don't know, like when I like something, I just assume everybody else likes something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like when he didn't want to do all these things, I'd get so frustrated because he just like didn't want to come out with me or do stuff. Or so I really kind of had to learn to be like, okay, well, like, I'm not going to, like, if I want to go do something, I'm going to go do something. And, like, it doesn't matter if he doesn't want to come because that's just not his thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that definitely took me a little bit to, like, kind of understand. So there was a lot of compromising having to go on there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, you know, especially now, like, we're big homebodies. We stay at home, watch, you know, some TV shows. I mean, now we have Levi, so we're always exhausted. And
yeah, and I mean, you guys were super into like wrestling too, so that took up a lot of your time.
Yeah, so Joey, oh my god, that's so funny. When I had moved into my apartment, it was Monday Night Raw, so wrestling. Anyways, if anybody cares, Joey was like, oh, we should watch it. And I was like, it's 3 hours long for anybody that doesn't know what wrestling is. And I was like, excuse me? Anyways, on Monday nights, it's also The Bachelorette or The Bachelor. And I said, okay, well, I'll watch Monday Night Raw if you watch the recorded episode of The Bachelor. And he goes, okay, I guess. So then, like, on Monday nights, we would just watch wrestling.
That's so funny. Then
yeah, anyways, and we like I ended up actually getting into it and Joey had gotten back into it. Anyway, so we went to a few live shows and then we ended up going to SummerSlam in Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, and we even watched it like when Doug and I would come over, you guys would like have it on. We're like, okay.
What is happening?
I remember Doug and I were like, what the heck?
Who are these people?
Yeah.
I know. But yeah, so that's so funny. Yeah, so we definitely took a few trips because of that. And but yeah, like we went to Mexico when I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like I've never traveled at all. So like, you know, Joey kind of brought me traveling a bit, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, like, yeah, we're just, you know, your good old normal couple. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, but it's anyway. Definitely a funny, like, dynamic when us four are together. And, I mean, now, especially with the kids, too, like,
yeah,
it's just going to get more and more fun. Like, literally now, every time we talk about, like, Brooke or, like, you show up, like, on my phone, Douglas is like, oh, Brooke, Levi, Joey. Yeah. Joey's working because Joey right now works like every Saturday and like yes. Saturdays would be the day that we would come to Moncton, so we only get to see Joey for like a couple hours like in the evening before Douglas goes to bed, but like Douglas just loves it, like
oh my god, it's always so talks,
like,
cute.
Joey, like his name was one of the first names that Douglas said so clearly. We were like, what the heck. Yeah. I'll always remember that. That was so funny.
Yeah, and Joey's just such like a kind human, like it's so weird. So Joey is 27 and he has two younger siblings. Mm-hmm. So they are 5 and 7.
Yeah,
so when I first when I first came around, his youngest sister was only 6 months old.
Yeah, that's so crazy to think about.
Watching him interact with a baby and, like, his little brother, which who was just a toddler, was just so great to see. Mm-hmm. And you just, like, I never once had a doubt that he wouldn't be a good dad or a good family guy, because he's been around that.
Yeah.
Anyways, and he just loves them so much. And then again, like, once we got the cats, like, he's just always so gentle and kind with them.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh my God, well, whenever we have a kid, it's going to be like great. And it's so funny because when we would talk about it, Joey used to be like, oh yeah, we're going to have, like, you know, 6 kids. I want them all. And then now we have Levi. He goes, well, on, like, really hard days, he'll be like, well, Levi, looks like you're going to be an only child.
Oh, God.
I feel like everybody says that when they have a hard day with their kid, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad I already got 2, so I don't have to worry about that. Because, like, I always thought, okay, as long as I got 2, that's fine. If Maeve ends up being, like, wacko, and I'm like, I don't want a third, well, 2's fine.
They got exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I really do want Levi to have a sibling at some point, but, like, I cannot see myself having a kid in the next 2 years, for sure.
Yeah, you'll definitely have more of a longer gap than, like, I had.
Yes, because I need to forget all of the horrific moments I've had with him to make myself want another one.
Yeah.
Oh, love
you, just gotta think of the positives.
I know. Some days I feel like I text you and I'm so negative and you must be like, girl. But yeah, some days it's just, they're hard.
Yeah, it's just phases. And yeah,
exactly. I gotta keep telling myself, oh, it's just a phase. But this week he has been, like, knock on wood, he has been an angel child. Yeah, well, so
the last 2 weeks, like, if we would show our messages, like, last week it was like, Levi is wild and and this week it's just been like, meh, we're good. Like, yeah, I know when you're having a good week, when, like, I don't get crazy Levi drama.
Oh, 100%. Like, he's actually, his 2 top teeth have, like, poked through.
Oh, so, like, that explains
a lot. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Anyways, I feel like, I always say that me and Joey's, you know, like, it's not going to take long, but here we are already at half an hour.
We're just more of a chatter, too, with, like, backstory.
Oh, I know. I'm all over the place. I feel like I also haven't even, like, scratched the surface of our relationship, but
yeah, we'll definitely have, like, more, like, another episode, like, with funny stories that we have. Yeah. And just...
We also talked about, like, having the guys on, and Doug is definitely down for it, and Joey, that's going to take some convincing.
Yeah, like, after we recorded, like, the episode about Doug and I, he was like, well, why wasn't I on? Like, I could have given my side of the story. So I think it would definitely be interesting to hear, like, what they had to say, or, like, what they thought when they first met us. So
Oh my God, like, I feel like if I ask questions like that to Joey, he goes, like, all he'll say is, oh, I don't know. Like, I have
you're no gonna have to, like, give I him know some questions prior, so he has just something.
I know. He's gonna be like, Brooke, I can't remember 5 years ago.
Yeah,
like, think, pal.
Yeah, but
Joey can't remember where he puts his car keys half the time.
He's literally the worst with car keys, wallet, or a phone. Like,
oh my God. And Joey does not, like, he has a phone, but it is dead 95% of the time. Like, trying to get a hold of Joey if you're outside of the house, pretty near impossible.
Yeah,
good. Which luck. He's getting better now because we have a kid.
Yeah.
And I told him, like, what if there's an emergency and I need you? So he's much better now. But yeah, like, right now I see his phone and it's between 2 couch cushions. And I bet you tonight he's going to be like, oh, Brooke, do you know where my phone is? Like, that's going to happen. Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyways, so, you know, everybody's relationship stories are different, and that's ours. All righty, guys. Well, we will see you guys next week and chat soon.
Bye.